The sun is out, the sky is blue, there's not a cloud to spoil the view, but it's raining, raining in my heart. The weatherman says clear today, he doesn't know you've gone away, and it's raining, raining in my heart. Oh, misery, misery, what's gonna become of me? Tell my blues they mustn't show, but soon these tears are bound to flow, 'cause it's raining, raining in my heart. Oh, misery, misery, what's gonna become of me? The sun is out, the sky is blue, there's not a cloud to spoil the view, but it's raining, raining in my heart, raining in my heart, it's raining in my heart.
Yes, folks, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Jeff Bryant, and this is Now We're Talking. If you're a regular listener of the show, you'll know that there's been a couple of instances dating back to the beginning of February after that two-month hiatus that we had with the show, where I've come in and I've had the chance to host the show by myself. And that first show back in particular, I think it was February the 5th. I remember I just thought to myself, Keith wasn't able to come to that show, and I took that opportunity just to come in and give it a shot, doing the show by myself, and to really embrace what inspired me to do radio in the first place, which is to tell the truth and to be vulnerable. I talked about it at the time, and even now I feel the need to qualify and say that I understand that in doing so, I'm running some kind of risk of being self-indulgent. But I don't really want to use that disclaimer anymore. Screw it. I trust that people generally appreciate vulnerability and telling the truth. I know for me, my interest in broadcasting, my interest in interviewing people, derives from the satisfaction I've received from seeing those rare examples of broadcasters who manage to bring truth, humanity, and bring themselves and their flaws into their experience as broadcasters. Because for me, it's been a relief, whether it's through the media or through my own interactions with people, through art, through music, through film. It's always been such a relief to find that sacred, safe place where you can be yourself. And good things begin to happen as a result. So I have faith in that here too. You know, I've done the show since June. We've approached it in a number of different ways. Keith and I were in here on Thursday, ending the fun drive for CITR. And we had a great time, lots of high energy. And I listened back to the episode and we had a lot of fun encouraging people to call in, and we had some interactions with some of the staff and volunteers here, and it was great. We loved it. But yeah, tonight I feel like I want the episode to be the sort of spiritual sequel to that episode I did on February the 5th. I don't know if you listened to it or not, but maybe you didn't. And in case you didn't, I'll give you some context. We had that two-month hiatus in December and January, partially because of the holidays, and also, and more significantly, because I myself, as the year last year came to a close, after an extended period of time of being totally lost in the woods, that's the metaphor that I've used, because I had the chance to create this painting, and I realized that was, for me, the perfect metaphor. I can't explain it otherwise. I feel like I've woken up from a coma that I was in last year, and I was lost in the woods, and I decided at the end of the year, I don't know which way is up anymore. I can't think straight. I don't know what's happened to my life, my relationships, my career, my sense of myself, everything. I'm sure you've experienced this, times in your life where things just aren't working and you don't know what to do. And you wish somebody would just tell you what to do. But you're not sure that you can wait forever for somebody to show up and tell you. So I realized I could set everything aside, all of my concerns about solving all these problems, and it was so insurmountable, and just focus on purely, as my job, on a daily basis, my health. Because if I just focus on my health, maybe that will invite greater clarity, which will allow me to make better decisions. I was right. I was right, folks. Thank God for that. So grateful, truly so grateful that I had the opportunity to devote January to my health. And I began a process that I've continued ever since to basically, with the excess weight that I was carrying as a metaphor, to shed that weight, and in doing so, shed the memories, the stored memories of the hurt and the pain from the previous year. And, you know, just today, I actually, it's amazing. I'm a tall man, and generally in my life, I've been slim or slender, maybe a little bit pudgy, but in the last 11 weeks, I've lost 50 pounds. And I'm proud of that. You know, not in a bragging way. If anything, for me, my experience with that reinforces my desire to be compassionate for others and to be interested in helping other people to achieve things that feel impossible. So I'm saying this as an invitation, not as a boast. But I did that, and today was the day that I achieved that, and it makes me kind of emotional to think about how much pain I was in last year and how impossible everything felt. And, you know, basically getting to a place where there's a fork in the road and you're either going to give up or not. And I don't take for granted, by the way, just because I didn't give up, that it always turns out that way. So I'm glad that I didn't, and or that I gave it a shot, and today I celebrate the fact that I made it out the other side with that particular goal, which, as I say, is a bit of a metaphor as well as just gaining the physical and the mental clarity. And now I can look at other areas in my life and I can recognize the improvement in one area and say, well, maybe if I'm patient with these other areas, the same rules will apply. And that I can remember when things are difficult, everything is temporary, and you might as well just keep trying. This is the heartbreak episode, by the way. I don't know if you're just tuning in. If you are, I'm going to let you know you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Jeff Bryant, and this is Now We're Talking. Customarily, I host the show with Keith Kennedy. I gave Keith the night off tonight, and we talked about it. We texted about it, and he agreed. He was agreeable to the idea that there was an opportunity for me tonight to kind of get this out of my system. And, you know, then it will allow he and I just to move forward next week. But I feel like the purpose of this show for me is to be experimenting with telling the truth. And, you know, I got to tell you the truth about what's going on. I've discussed in previous episodes, I guess, particularly going back to that episode I mentioned previously at the beginning of February, I've alluded to the fact that nobody suffered more as a result of me being lost in the woods than my partner, the person that I shared my life with and lived with. And I've apologized to her, obviously in person, but also have acknowledged on the show her and acknowledged how painful that was for her and how deeply I regret it and how that is my greatest source of pain. And I'm sure, again, you can relate to me that if you love somebody and you let them down, that's not what you wanted. That's not what you signed up for. When you love somebody, you want to lift them up. So if you know that you've let them down, that's painful. That's hard. There's been a process since I came back to Vancouver, which was so scary for me when I came back to Vancouver and made the decision to piece by piece examine the reality of my life here in Vancouver and to look at all the, put everything on the table and examine, okay, where am I at here? Where am I at with my friends, with my career, with my love? Where am I at? And that's what I've been doing since that show on February the 5th, the last several weeks. I've been putting it all on the table. And I'm very happy to report, very grateful to report to you that, again, by applying that that patience, I've been able just piece by piece to start to get things on track enough that I have hope that things are going to move in a good direction. It'll just take some time. And that feels... It feels terrific. It's such a relief. I'm so grateful for it. I really am. I'll keep saying it over and over because I truly am. And as I say, this is the heartbreak episode. When I came home, the consequences of kind of checking out emotionally, really withdrawing, the consequences of that in terms of my relationship with the person I love the most, was that it's just too painful, understandably, for her to hang in there. And I've never faulted her for that, I understand. Last few weeks, just sort of been, you know, with my career, with my singing career, there is a few different situations. For example, there's a band I used to play with, and I realized I need to know whether I'm grieving the loss of this band or whether I have a shot at redemption. And I had a very difficult conversation with the organizers of the band. They were very gracious, but it was difficult for me to face having let them down. And the outcome was that there is an opportunity for me at redemption. And I'm so grateful for that and looking forward. It's going to take some time, but I'm looking forward to that opportunity. I've realized in terms of my relationship that it's a similar scenario. Until I know whether I'm grieving its loss as opposed to mending it, until I know which one it is, I'm in limbo. I'm in purgatory. That's where I've been the last few weeks. Yesterday, I found out that I'm no longer in purgatory, and it's incredibly painful. But I guess it's necessary, right? In order to have that final piece, that final area of my life be addressed in the same way, allowing me to now grieve. And so I looked up the five stages of grief. There's only five of them, so I'm sure if I thought hard enough, I might have been able to remember them. But I looked them up just to be sure, to get the order right. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. Well, I guess I've been in denial. For months and months and months, I've been in denial what's going on. I've avoided it. It's through avoidance that I've been in denial. And I guess you could say in the last few weeks, there's been a version of this too. When I think about the loss, there's anger. It's hurt. Anger comes from hurt, you know? But the anger can really only be directed inward. It's not reasonable for me to blame outwardly. I don't want to be angry with myself. I don't think that's going to promote healing. So that leaves bargaining. I'm not sure what bargains there are for me to make at this point. The next one's depression. And that's how I got into this mess in the first place. It was depression. There's been so many messes that have been caused in my life with the people that I love because of my experience of depression. And it sucks. And I know that there's people out there that suffer from depression. A lot of people. And I know there's a lot more than we know. Because although we're making efforts to have a conversation more and more about it, it is still difficult to talk about. I know when I talk about this. I know that there's people that understand what I'm saying. I don't want to do that. That's what got me into this mess. I don't want to do that. So I thought, I'm just going to try to skip over that tonight. And if I'm lucky, generally moving forward. And just, I want tonight's episode to be about exploring what acceptance looks like. You know, I'm not, don't get me wrong. I'm not thinking I can just skip all of these steps and cut to the chase like nobody's ever thought of that before. But I thought, why don't I take the show tonight and experiment, take this opportunity to experiment with what it looks like to think about acceptance. That's what I want to do tonight. I want to play a handful of songs. I'm going to continue talking to you. I hope that's all right. But I want to play some songs that reflect my acceptance and some grief tonight.
Might be a hard way, as long as I'm with you. As we are on our way, and it might be in harm's way, but as long as I'm with you, at the end of a long, long. There is not much more to say than love. I'm so glad I met you. We may feel like folding, but as long as love is holding hands of me and you, waves can be raging, for together we'll be aging. As long as I'm with you, at the end of a long, long day, there is not much more to say than love. I'm so glad I met you. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. So winds can be blowing. Surely we'll be knowing, as long as I'm with you, at the end of a long, long day, is not much more to say. 'Cause at the end of a long, long day, there is not much more to say than love. I'm so glad I met you. So glad I met you. I'm so glad I met you.
That's Royal Wood, a Canadian songwriter and performer, performing I'm So Glad. Actually had a chance one time to share a stage with Royal Wood in Ontario and was impressed with him. And I'd love that song. And it's a perfect fit for tonight. Folks, this is Jeff Bryant. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Now We're Talking. And I'm talking to you tonight. I'm going to do some talking and a few more songs. Typically, in case you're just tuning in for the first time at this hour, Keith Kennedy and I co-host the show every Sunday, 6 to 7. And Keith will be back next week. I look forward to that. But for tonight, I'm just doing the heartbreak episode. I figured, why not? And you know what? I have to say, I must confess, sitting here and listening to that song, being here in this peaceful environment in the studio by myself, it's healing. It's healing, and I'm so grateful for it. I spoke at length on Thursday about how grateful I am for CITR. That was very genuine and sincere in appealing for donations. And I'll say it again, I'm just so grateful to have the opportunity to do this show. And it really is cathartic to do something constructive when, you know, when you're needing to process something you're going through. And today has been a, you know, interesting, challenging day. I've got up bright and early, as I always do, and I've been working on things all day and keeping occupied. But, you know, lots of emotions, and it's really peaceful. It's really peaceful for me to come in here and do this right now. So I thank you for listening. I hope you're okay with tonight's show. I hope it's there's something for you in tonight's show. And it's nice to have the company. It's nice to have your company. It truly is. So yeah, I was just discussing before that song, going through the stages of grief, folks. We've all got to do it. We've all done it. We've all got to do it. And denial, anger, bargaining. Sounds like a used car lot. Depression, acceptance, going through those stages. I don't know. Is it helpful to be aware of these? I was thinking about that. Is it helpful to be academic and to know the five stages of grief? Or is it just something you go through regardless of your, you know, how you conceive of it? It just is. We all got to do it. And tonight, I say it's the heartbreak show. Maybe it's the acceptance show. Maybe it can be both. Maybe it doesn't have to be one or the other. Maybe it's the heartbreak / acceptance show. Now I'm curious to go into the future and see what this show is ultimately called, and whether I just decided it just now. But my heart's broken. And I suppose tonight I'm accepting it. I'm experimenting with acceptance. Just to try it on for size. See how it feels. See how it fits. And I have to say, when I was in Ontario, I want to say this. When I was in Ontario and my friend Chantel, who's been on the show and I've spoken of before, she was so supportive of me. She took me into her home. She gave me the context to heal. That's what friends do. You know, friends are so important. That sounds like an obvious statement, perhaps a cliche, but it's absolutely true. And Chantel has been a very good friend to me over the years. Such a good friend. You know, friends are They're for reminding you of who you are when you forget. And anyway, I want to say this, that there was a time when I had a difficult conversation with my former partner and learned some information that was at hurt, and got off the phone with her and knew I needed to process what I learned. And Chantel was there for me to, as the hurt turned into anger and it started to grow, she was there to say, okay. That's the dark side. That is the path of the darkness. We know where that's going to lead, and it's nowhere good. So why don't we just stop that right now and set that aside and focus on the light? I don't know what that sounds like to you, but for me, that blew my freaking mind, because she said that to me, and initially, for a split second, I felt anger that she would suggest something so glib, like I could just flip that switch. But then I did. I flipped the switch because I knew she was right. Why not spare myself a lot of agony by living in that dark place where I've spent so much time in the darkness? Why do that if I can possibly spare myself of it? So she helped me recalibrate as I processed a tremendous amount of hurt. And in doing so, she set me on a much better course for communicating about my hurt and about the reality of the situation with my ex-partner, with grace and respect, and always coming back to respect, always coming back to showing respect. And I owe her for that, Chantel, because that's really allowed me to regain a lot of self-respect in knowing that no matter what happens moving forward, that I'm abiding by that. And that's not an easy thing to do, but it's well worth it. So, you know, I spoke at the beginning of this particular segment about how peaceful it is to be here tonight. It just feels like a calm in the storm. Maybe it's just because it's a soundproof room. And somehow that makes me feel safe. I don't know why. In case I wanted to jam out, sing at the top of my lungs or something. Anyway, it is a peaceful feeling, and it's appropriate for me to now play a song that I just discovered in the last week, but it's by a band called City in Color, who I've heard about so many times. I've been told so many times to explore their music. Maybe heard a couple songs here and there, but I listened to this song a lot on my drive back to Vancouver from Whistler on Saturday. And I realized tonight, this is a perfect song for the heartbreak / acceptance show.
Hear my shame.
That's City in Color with Peaceful Road. It's a peaceful night here at CITR. It's Jeff Bryant with you right now. You're listening to Now We're Talking on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm glad that I'm doing the show tonight, and I'm glad that I'm speaking to you from my heart. I hope it means something to you. Honestly, I'm just happy to have the company. No idea who you are out there listening. No idea if you're listening now live or whether you're listening to this thousands of years from now in digital form and thinking, what the hell is this guy talking about? What are the five stages of grief? Doesn't he realize there are 11 stages? My God, they were Neanderthals back then. Or something in between. You could be listening live or 1,000 years from now or something in between. So it's too soon to say. You know, it's last year for me was, there were two things I withdrew from. My relationship, which is the big one. That's the center of your world, I think. Your home. But the other one was music. I've talked about that recently. With each passing week, I mentioned a moment ago that I was up in Whistler, driving back from Whistler on Saturday. That's because I've resumed playing music for a living. And that was my first proper solo gig, playing at the Four Seasons in Whistler. You know, there's pretty high expectations because it's such a elegant hotel. There's a little bit of pressure to make sure you deliver the goods, you know, and when you're a one-man band, you're the sound guy as well as the guitarist and the singer and the manager and the roadie. You're doing it all. And after well over a year, really like a year and a half leading towards 2 years of not doing that and wanting so desperately to be myself again, I felt some pressure. When I got there, I had to go for a walk just to check in with myself, you know. I set everything up. I started playing. It seemed to be going reasonably fine. The more that I played, the more I began to notice myself moving beyond, going through the motions and just trying not to screw up. And and increasingly finding that confidence again, finding the moments to connect with members of the audience with some eye contact or talking to them or even just energetically. And my strumming became different. My delivery of the notes when singing became different. My sense of presence began to shift, and I could see the light, folks, and it was beautiful. It's just such a beautiful feeling when you think that something might be gone forever to see it return, and it was beautiful. I've still got a long way to go, but it was a great start. And playing music on the show in the last few weeks, and now me getting the chance to play guitar and sing, there's light at the end of the tunnel for me. I don't know what that light is. It could just be that on occasion I play music for my own enjoyment, and that's enough. You know, I have an ambition to write original music, to express myself again, and to have all sorts of rewarding experiences with music. But for now, just to have people come over and tell me that it meant something to them that I played music, it meant the world to me. And it means the world to me tonight to be able to do something constructive like this. I do not take it for granted. That's one of the things you gain when you have those tough moments, you know. It just, you double down on your appreciation for the good stuff. Tonight is the heartbreak / acceptance episode. And anybody out there that's lost a loved one, relationships ended for one reason or another, knows how confusing it is to no longer be available to that person. You know, of course you want to spend time with them, you want to be intimate with them, you want to laugh together, you want to talk about your day, you want to complain about things. You want to do all those things you do with people that you love. But really, I think the ultimate expression of love for somebody is you want to be there for them. Whenever they need something, you want to be there. You want them to know they can rely on you. And that's hard. That's the hard part for me. But I don't know if this is violating acceptance or not. If it is, well, then it's too soon for me to accept this part. And we'll see how this works in the months, years to come or whatever. But when you love somebody as much as I love Marley, then you want to be there for them if they ever need you, just in case. They might not, but just in case.
When you need me, call my name. 'Cause without you, my life just wouldn't be the same. If you want me, them sunny skies are rain. When you need me, just call my name. If you miss me, well, I'll be there to brush the sunlight from your hair. I'll be there to guide you when trouble walks beside you. If you need me, well, I'll be there.
in this dirty world has been cold too. I got two strong arms waiting to hold you. And when those mean days come along, we'll stand together and we'll take them on. So if you need me, just call my name.
Bruce Springsteen with When You Need Me. I have to say, I've never delved into the music of Bruce Springsteen beyond the songs that we've all heard. Probably my first impression of him, like, strong impression of really responding to one of his songs was Streets of Philadelphia. It was like a really powerful song. And I vaguely knew that he was responsible for Born in the USA and all these other rock songs, but that was a powerful song. And yeah, I don't know why, because I'm totally intrigued by him. He seems like such an interesting guy with so much depth. And I know that people that are fans of him love him and see him 100 times. I have the impression, without having seen him, that he's probably puts on one of the greatest shows ever. Always plays long, much longer than he's expected to. Anyway, I discovered that song, I think a year or two ago, and recently rediscovered it. And I believe in Bruce. I like Bruce. I've got a good feeling about him, and I appreciate that song. Well, folks, it's Jeff Bryant. You're listening to Now We're Talking on CITR 101.9 FM. It's been a different show tonight, just me here by myself. Just for like the third time, I guess. I did that show back on February the 5th. Which is sort of tonight feels like a sequel to that episode. I'm filling you in on the latest for me. Things get better, are getting better and better. You know, it's interesting for me to be facing some grief right now and some concerns, but to be having that victory I mentioned today when I found out that I lost I hit that 50-pound mark. It was a beautiful thing. And in terms of reminding me of patience, you know, and how it pays off. So I'm really glad that you've listened this evening or in the future. And I really appreciate the opportunity, hopefully, to touch base with you tonight. And that means a lot. And we'll see you next week. Thank you.
just a little lonely.